Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The liturgical scripture readings for the second Sunday of Advent. A reading from the book of Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion shall browse together, and a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord, as waters covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. Justice shall flourish in his time, the fullness of peace forever.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor, the lives of the poor he shall save.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
May his name be blessed forever, as long as the sun his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed, all the nations shall proclaim his happiness.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever. A reading from the letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another then, as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who's coming after me is mightier than I. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear the threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Kevin, here we are, second Sunday of Advent, and you've got something on feast days coming up, don't you?
Yes, this week, two very important Marian feast days. On the 8th is the Immaculate Conception, and this came from Pius IX on 8 December 1854. He pronounced and defined that the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the first instance of her conception, by a singular privilege and grace granted by God, in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race, was preserved exempt from all stain of original sin. And of course, this has a great history throughout the church. It was actually something that had been believed by the church fathers as early as the 2nd century. It was celebrated all over Europe by the 12th century. And of course, it helps us remember that that's the fulfillment of that angel Gabriel back in Luke 1:28 when he said, "Hail, full of grace." What a beautiful feast day on the 8th. Also, Our Lady of Guadalupe is on December the 12th. And you might remember that missionaries who first came to Mexico had really very little success with bringing Christianity to the Mexican nations down there. And back in then 1531 is when the miracles started to happen, the visions of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and really actually within a very short time, 6 million native Mexicans had themselves baptized as Christians. And so what a wonderful intercession that she provides for us, and how it was beautiful and how many conversions happened because of her apparitions.
Indeed it is.
Two great feast days this week.
Yeah. Well, this is, like I said, the second Sunday of Advent, and last Sunday was the first Sunday of Advent, and the theme for the first Sunday of Advent is hope. So the second Sunday of Advent is peace is the theme, and next Sunday will be the third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday, and it is also called Pink Candle Sunday, and that theme is joy. And then for the fourth Sunday of Advent, the theme will be love. So it's just kind of nice to know that as you're lighting your Advent candles, to keep that in mind.
Yes, and really, as we light those candles, right, the light of Christ keeps getting more and more bright, isn't it?
More candles
that,
being
that
lit.
That season of preparation, right? We're not...
Indeed.
Right? We're not... I know the all the stores are trying to sell, but we're still in preparation.
Exactly.
Well, let's move into the first reading from the prophet Isaiah. And what I wanted to focus on this time is that term, the stump of Jesse. What is exactly the stump of Jesse, and why is it in here? So let's remember that Jesse is King David's father. Now, King David lived around the 1000 BC timeframe. So Jesse is the root of the Davidic kingdom. Well, then you have Isaiah in these readings prophesy around the 8th century BC. And kings during that time had generally turned away from the Lord. Some kings were like downright terrible. And this led to the Babylonian exile starting in about 587 BC, because by rejecting God, the tree will be cut down. However, the root of the tree, the stump, right, the line of David, does remain alive. And Isaiah prophesies that one day a shoot, the Messiah, will spring from that stump or that Davidic line. So we see the Messiah really being a beautiful fulfillment of that Davidic line and that stump of Jesse. And the three parts to this reading that we're going to see today is that beginning is the stump establishes the shoot's credibility from Jesse to the Davidic kingdom to Christ. The second part is how the Messiah will judge with justice. And the third is that justice will bring peace.
It will, yeah. And overall, this reading certainly does project a peaceful image, and it really does fit the theme of the second Sunday of Advent, which is peace. But there are also elements of justice that come through loud and clear. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. You know, today there is a false interpretation held by a lot of lukewarm Christians who just don't have a solid understanding of the faith, and they grasp at abstract ideas, you know, kind of a mix of relativism and paganistic beliefs, to kind of decide for themselves what is right and wrong, often in an attempt to make peace with chaos. But they can't be done. It's just not possible. You know, there's just no such thing as dry water. Either something's wet or it's dry. And this goes for peace. There's no such thing as chaotic peace. We can find peace even when we are surrounded by chaos, but that peace does not come from chaos. It comes from the Prince of Peace.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful, I think, tie into when Paul writes to the Romans in our second reading. He really enjoins on them to bring peace into their lives, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And in this letter, St. Paul addressed the division that existed between the Jewish converts to Christianity and the Gentile converts to Christianity. You know, most of the Jewish converts felt that they were somehow better than the Gentile converts, you know, more holy, more deserving. And St. Paul tells us that God is the God of endurance and encouragement, not the God of envy, not the God of suspicion or pride or selfishness. And yet, envy, suspicion, pride, and a spirit of selfishness are alive and well in Catholic communities today, just as they were at the time that St. Paul wrote this letter. St. Paul writes about peace and living in harmony with one another, and he also points out that this can only come from God. Again, the God of endurance and encouragement, and that by living in harmony, we can, with one voice, give glory to God.
Yeah, I want to touch on a couple words that you use there. Through some of the reading here, Peter Kraft noticed that Paul uses five words that beautifully describe the Advent mindset, the mindset that brings us indeed peace. Let me touch on those five words. Paul uses the word hope. Hope is the decision to believe and know that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. It's that state of mind to believe that Jesus is preparing us for better things ahead. Paul uses the word endurance, as you mentioned, to be able to persevere through hardship, because it's only through work, pain, sweat, and tears that something precious and valuable is attained. You use the word encouragement, to call each other to courage, which is what encouragement means, to strengthen others in a time of difficulty. Paul uses the word truthfulness, to know that truth is actually a person, and that person is Jesus. And finally, the word promises, to know that Christmas brings a promise, the promise of the incarnation of God made man. Well, let's close with a few comments on the gospel today.
Well, we do. We hear from St. John the Baptist, and as he cries out, as a voice of one crying in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths."
Amen.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman, produced at the studios of Modern Day Radio. For more information about this show, go to moderndayradio.com. That's MATERDEI radio.com.